we played well first half. The gaffer told us he wanted us to play a certain way, and we felt like we'd came out and done that. Second half, they did well to pin us in. I think we could have got out quicker, and it felt like there was just a bombardment of balls into the box. And unfortunately, with 2 minutes to go, it's finally told, and they've got a scrappy goal, which we feel could have been avoided and maybe shouldn't have. They shouldn't have got to where it was, but as I've just heard someone say, it's only half time, and we'll have to go again on Wednesday.
Is it one of those where there are several stages where either you can deal with it or perhaps the officials can step in and stop the game?
Yeah, it just felt like not a comedy of errors, but there was, as you said, there was plenty of stages where it could have gone our way, and the referee could have stopped it on a couple of occasions, and the ball's got to go. It can go into Rose Ed for all we care, as long as the ball doesn't go back to their fullback, and then it just keeps coming back into the box, and it just feels like it's a matter of time, and then a false their lad on the end of the box finishes it well. But we had chances ourselves, myself one near the end, Shane McCartan, Tariq's at the post. So it's a horrible feeling now, but we'll go into next week full of confidence.
In a weird way, is it a better feeling than Saturday not getting the automatic promotion in, that you can do something about it?
Yeah, well, at the moment it's hurting, as Saturday did, but yeah, as you said, we've got a chance to put it right on Wednesday, in front of our home crowd, so hopefully we can pick ourselves up as we've done this week, and we'll go again on Wednesday and hopefully turn it around.
Defeats have been few and far between this season, and when you have had one, you've almost always won the next game.
Yeah, the gaffer's just reminded of us that, especially away from home. We've not even put in many bad performances, really. I can only think of two in my head, so saying that, we've got a home game on Wednesday, which we need to get our minds on, so where results haven't been as good as they should have been. But I'm 100% confident, as I have been all season, this bunch of lads, and I'm sure that we'll get it right on Wednesday and hopefully get ourselves at Wembley.
Supporters stayed long after the final whistle, singing you off the pitch and keeping going. They're going to be crucial, aren't they?
Yeah, they're brilliant. As I've said all season again, they don't always travel in massive numbers, but the ones that do are passionate. They get behind the team. They never dig you out or anything like that. And it's just really rewarding and a nice feeling to have people like that behind you.
Doing it the easy way wouldn't be the Accrington way, would it?
Obviously not. I've only been here a year, but I've already realised that. So disappointing, but we'll dust ourselves off, and it's another big game on Wednesday.
And obviously there were lots of celebrations, and you can understand that from the Wimbledon players and staff and supporters. But I guess that can be another little incentive for you guys on Wednesday.
Yeah, definitely. You see, they're the ones with the smiles on the faces, and it's our job to wipe them off on Wednesday. I'm not a lad who likes to let them get the upper hand on us or anything like that. So I'll be out on Wednesday to wipe them smiles off their faces, and make sure it's us that's smiling at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night.